Got into Dan's deals for his points.
What did you say? They went to Dan's deals? Right, on the bottom one, bottom base on the base. He's a yid. Dan is a yid. Oh, yeah. He threw out the first pitch or something. Oh, yeah. Kiddush Hashem. Finding who was the tallest menorah. Okay. Over here, Lama Beis and Mabeis. Two dots at the bottom of the Yomen. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanur Rabbanan commenting on the passing of Parshas Kedoshim. It may save a tokum. V'adar to Pnei Zaken. That you should stand up in front of the Seva and you should honor. And honor the Zaken. So Yachah Afilu Mipnei Zaken Hashmai. You might have thought that this is even a Zaken Hashmai, which we'll define in a minute. Tamaloymar Zaken. Zeh Shekana Chochma. Ve'ein Zaken Ala Chochma. Shneemar Isveli Osveli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael refers to Tamini Chochma. Reb Yosi Aglili Yomar Ein Zaken Al Misha Kana Chochma. Shneemar Hashem Kani Reishas Darko. I see the Tanakama sounds exactly like Reb Yosi Haglili. Reb Yosi Haglili says Ein Zaken Al Misha Kana Chochma. And the Tanakama also says that you only stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham, not a Zaken Hashmai. So, but if you look down at the Gemara revisits this at the conclusion of the Braisa, maybe six lines from the bottom. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Mivnei Seva Tokum, should get up in front of a Seva. I feel called Seva, but Mashma, even any Seva is included. Rabbi Isi ben Yehuda disagrees with both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Glili, and he holds even a Zaken Hashmai. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Hanu Tanakama. Rabbi Yosef Glili is the Tanakama. Ikbenayu. No, there's a difference between the two. Yonik v'chacham. Tanakama sabar yonik v'chacham loy. Tanakama holds it's only an older Talmud Chacham, not a young man, even though he's very wise. Rabbi Yosef Glili sabar feel yonik v'chacham. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds even a young Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up in front of him. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, even a young Talmud Chacham. The opinion of Tanakama is even only an old Talmud Chacham. And Isi ben Yehuda holds, which is how we paskin, kol seva b'mashma. We also hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, even a young Talmud Chacham, but even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, if he's a Zaken Hashmai, an old man, nonetheless, you stand up for him even though he's not a Talmud Chacham. So who is this, though, the Zaken Hashmai? So if you look in Tosis at the top of the Yomah, Tosis quotes Rashi, Perish Bekuntris, Hashmai Rosh of Am Haaretz. He's an evildoer, an evil person. So Tosis says that cannot be. V'kasha, the Hechi Kamer, Yisi Ben Yehuda, the Seva, Mashma, if he was Zaken Hashmai, that Seva includes even a Zaken Hashmai, but mitzvah, if he was Kaisel, Vazaisel, Vazalzalo, it's a mitzvah to embarrass him. How could it be a mitzvah to stand up in front of him? Ulukach perish Rabbeinu Tam, Hashmai, Lashon Shomimin, Kamo Pisre Shamoi. Pisre Shamoi is a poorly constructed doorpost. So it's like a poorly, the person's not necessarily Talmud Chacham, he's kind of an average type of guy. Nonetheless, Bur Am Haaretz. And there's a mitzvah to stand up in front of him if he's an elderly individual. How old do you have to stand up? What's the age limit over here? How old is old? So some say 60. Some say 60. Menchas Chinuch though writes, and that's the opinion of Rav HaPoskim, is that it's 70. 70 is already a Zaken Hashmai, and you have to stand up in front of him. 60-year-old guys now running the New York Marathon. You have to stand up in front of these guys. A 70-year-old guy already is a Zaken Hashmai, and this halacha would apply like Isi ben Yehuda, even if he's a Bor V'am Haaretz. Why do you have to stand up? First of all, the Meiri here writes, it doesn't mean you actually have to stand up entirely. You know, even if you do something like a little covered like this, which we'll get back to a little later, that's sufficient. The Menchas Chinuch also quotes like that, you know, to stand all the way up, you know. But if you just show him a little covered by acting about to stand up or something, that is sufficient. Why do you have to stand up for this? What do you want to say? Why do you have to stand up for the Zaken Hashmai? What did he do? He survived. Okay, so what's the gracious clue over here that we have to stand up for him? So I think the push-up shot is, and this is an important perspective, is that Torah, of course, is a value, you know, the highest of all values, and we'd stand up for a young Chacham, a young Talmud Chacham as well, but even a person who is not learned, but yet has life experience certainly not in the realm of Torah, but it is valuable. Life experience is also something which we should value and should honor and should cherish. And therefore, a person who's lived for 70 years presumably has valuable life experiences, and that itself is worthy of being honored and celebrated to a certain degree. So that's why you stand up for him. However, in the Oznaim L'Torah is Zalman Sorotskin. In his parish, Chumash quotes in the name of the Kotzke Rebbe. It's quoted by others in the name of the Kotzke Rebbe too. That he explained, no, that it's because when a person gets older, so all the other Yetzer Haras diminish, Gilei Arayas, even money. But the Yetzer Hara of covered only gets stronger. A quote like that from Chaim Shmulevitz once said this in a Musar Shmuz, and when he was a very old man, he said, all the other Yetzer Hara subside, they get weaker, but the Yetzer Hara for covered gets stronger. And he says, and I know. That was what he said in the Shmuz. Meaning that he felt a very strong Yetzer Hara, even at his great tzidkus and advanced age, nonetheless felt a great Yetzer Hara for covered. Older people always like covered. So it's a Yetzer Hara, no different than any other Yetzer Hara, but that's something that they are very sensitive to. And since it's something that they're very sensitive to, we have to cater to that sensitivity. Why? Since older people are very sensitive to their covered, more so than younger people, why do we have to cater to that sensitivity? Let's tell them, look, old man, you know, get over it. We're not machabed you, and, you know, deal with it. You know, how come we don't say that to him? So explains the Zalman Sorotskin, because when a person has a heightened sensitivity, it's something that we all have to take into account. The Gemara, for example, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph over here, Amar Rav, La'olam yehayadim zayir ba'anos ishtoi. A person always has to be careful in the way he speaks to his wife. Shemitayach shedim asa mitzuya na asa kroiva. Since she'll cry, women are very, easily cry. They're very sensitive. So since she's very sensitive, I know us a cry about this, such a concept of I know us dvarim, if you speak harshly to people and they take it personally, this applies to children too, by the way. So then that you've violated the Easter of I know us dvarim, of abusing people with language. So the Gemara says that since women are very sensitive, so we have to cater to that sensitivity and be careful in the way you speak to them. Because you could easily be over on I know us dvarim. Why don't we say to the woman, look, stop, grow up, stop being so sensitive, roll with the punches and move on. How come we don't say that to them? So Rabbi Zalman Sorotskin, you see from here that when a person has a heightened sensitivity, and this goes for any sensitivity in life, that it's incumbent upon those around them to be, to cater to that sensitivity. Obviously within reason, but we have to, if someone is sensitive, we have to cater to that. It's not that we have the right to say to him, grow a tougher skin or get over it or roll with the punches. We can't say that to them. We have to be cater to that sensitivity. So too, just like by women, we have to cater to that sensitivity and be able to talk to them in a nicer, softer fashion. So too, when you're dealing with older people who are very machmir on their covered, and then we have to cater to that sensitivity and stand up in front of them in order to show them the respect that they are expecting. That's how Rav Zalman Sorotskin understood this comment from the Kotzke Rebbe, is that since older people have a great Yetzer Hara for covered, so we have to cater to that Yetzer Hara, or cater to that sensitivity, and honor them. Perhaps that's the reason why some hold that this is limited to men, not women. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shavuos and Daf Lamed Amud Beis that Eishes Chaver Kechaver. That if you have a Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up in front of the Talmud Chacham. We'll get to that halacha in a second. So you have to stand up in front of his wife as well. It's a Gemara in Masechta Shavuos and Daf Lamed Amud Beis called Eishes Chaver Kechaver. But that really, Tosis their rights, really applies only midoraisa as long as the Talmud Chacham is alive. Because, if you disrespect his wife, that's a disrespect to the Talmud Chacham himself. So as long as the Talmud Chacham is alive, you have to honor his wife too, because that itself is a form of honoring the Talmud Chacham. But that's called a concept called Eishes Chaver Kechaver. So that's separate. That's because of her connection, her marriage to the Chaver. But what about independently? You have a learned woman, or you have an elderly woman. Do these same halachas apply? Pnei Seva, talking about Da'at Pnei Zaken. Old woman. What do you say? It says, writes the Seva Chassidim, yes. It continues to apply. Pnei Seva, talking about Da'at Pnei Zaken. Vafilu Zakena, Vafilu Nashim Takima. Takimna. Even if she is old, you have to stand up. And women also have to stand up, by the way. Both men and women are obligated in this halacha. He says, most women are called Kvuda Basmelos Penima. She's not going to be roaming around that you should have opportunities to stand up in front of her. But says the Sefer Chassidim that this should apply to an elderly woman, and by the same token, a learned woman. If she's a Isha Chachama, and particularly if you have girls who are in her class, and they learn Torah from her, so then the appropriate thing would be for them to stand up for her, for them, just like we would stand up for an elderly person or for a Talmud Chacham. And I would say that is the opinion of Rav HaPoiskim. However, the Ben Yishchai, in his comments on Chumash, over there in Parshas Kisetze, quotes a comment in the name of the Ari HaKadosh, the Bishar HaMitzvah's Kasev Zeh Ushayinoi, Uvi'isha Ne'amar V'yoreisim Elokecha. That's the end of the Pasuk. V'pnei Seva Tokum Adarta P'nei Zaken V'yoreisim Elokecha. You should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like Yira is belave, so too honoring woman is belave. You don't have to stand up or either if she's a Talmud Chacham or an elderly woman. So the Ben Ish Chai claims that it doesn't apply to women. I don't think that that's the opinion of Rav HaPaiske. Most hold that you do have to stand up. You do have to stand up in front of women. Because why? We learn V'yareis me'lokecha with regards to something else. The Gemara Lama Gimel Medalef at the bottom says V'yareis me'lokecha, that don't think you could hide your eyes. Yachol yatzim einov. You would think I could hide my eyes and I wouldn't be in violation when they say V'tokim without Tmenei Zaken. I didn't see him. I saw him coming, so I go like this. So says the Gemara, no, V'yareis me'lokecha. You're not supposed to do that. So we dodge from Yareis Melokecha with regards to the fact you shouldn't hide your eyes, meaning God is watching. Don't think you can conceal the fact that you saw the Talmud Chacham. So the drasha that the Ari HaKadosh makes, Yareis Melokecha, that just like Yira is belave, so too standing up in front of women is only belave. You don't actually have to act it out. It doesn't seem to be well-founded. But where is he coming from? Where is the Ari HaKadosh coming from? That it shouldn't apply to women, it only applies to men. So I think one can make the argument that if it's based on the fact that we have to be sensitive, if she's a Isha Chachama, I don't think that this would apply. She's a Talmud Chacham just like the man is a Talmud Chacham. One could argue, but she didn't have to learn. That's what some say. Well, she didn't have to. She doesn't have a mitzvah to learn. I don't hear that difference. You probably have to stand up for her too. But what about the elderly woman? Why would we say an elderly woman not? So perhaps it's because even though men have a tremendous yetzer hara for kavod as they get older, a sensitivity, and we have to be catered to that sensitivity, I don't, my own personal anecdotal experience, I don't find that same need or craving by women. They don't crave kavod in the same way that men do. So if that's the case, and maybe since she doesn't have the same sensitivity, the desire for kavod, that people should recognize their presence when they enter into the room, so then maybe you wouldn't have to... Maybe that for that reason, there's grounds to assume that it only applies to men and it doesn't apply to women. Yeah.
But if she is learned, then we would say...
Well, Ravadia claims if she's learned or if she's elderly, either way, we don't accept this Ben Ish Chai. We assume, like the Sefer Chassidim, it applies both to men and to women, and certainly if she's a learned woman, yeah. Yeah. Should apply. It has to mean, though, she's learned, not for a woman. Not that she knows more than most women, but less than most men. That's not... It would have to be she's, a scholar recognized in all demographics.
But only Torah.
Yeah. She's a rocket scientist, doesn't she? I don't think so. Unless she's a zakena, then she might, the life experience or the sensitivity to cover might warrant us to stand up for. Okay, so the Gemara continues over here. That you have to stand up for who? For a Talmud Chacham, whether he's young or he's old. And you have to stand up for... you have to stand up for an elderly person, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham. Then the Gemara says, maybe five lines down in that brisa after the two dots. Yocho yamon mipanam mimakom rochok. You might think you have to stand up as far as the eye can see. I see him coming down the street. Kamalom artokom vadarta. Now you should stand up in a way that gives cover. Lo amarti kima el b'makom sheyeshidur. If the guy's down in Amsterdam Avenue and I see him with my binoculars and I stand up, what does that show? It doesn't demonstrate anything. There's no honor that's bestowed. So you have to stand up in a way that bestows honor on the person. How is that? Closer. Somewhat closer than mimakom rochok. So the Gemara picks up on this. Lame gimel med alef. Ezehu kima sheyesh b'hidur. What is kima that has hidur? Period, maybe halfway down in the amud, right after two dots of yochol yatzim einav, three lines after that is tana. Ezehu kima sheyesh b'hidur. What is kima that has kavod associated with it? Havi yomer zed daor amos. Within daor amos, that's kima sheyesh b'hidur. That's them. If they say v'takum v'hadarta and honor, respect the elderly person or the Talmud Chacham. So it's only honor if it's within Daor Amos. Amar Abaye lo amono, but Rabbi she'eno muvok. We only said this with regards to a rabbi she'eno muvok. Aval rabbi hamuvok meloyenov. If it's a rabbi muvok, then you have to stand up even as far as the eye can see. Not mimachom rochok, you can't see him unless you have binoculars, but as long as the eye can see, you see him start walking down the block, already then you have to stand up if it's rabbi muvok. But a generic Talmud Chacham, so then, or certainly, you only have to stand up if he's within your Daor Amos. once he passes you, so the Rambam says you can sit down. You don't have to wait for, you know, it's not like an eight amos, you know, no fly zone. You know, like four amos on one side, four amos on the other side. Rashi seems to say that. Rashi, I think, Alam Gimel Mebeis, says you have to wait for him to pass you four amos past you. But the Rambam's opinion is then that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, because once he passes you already, then you can sit down. Yeah.
So you said that you have to, Rabbi Mubak, you have to stand until as long as Yah can see him.
Right.
That's only if he can see you, though. Also.
I don't think so.
Even if he's not gonna notice the kavod.
Right. I say he's on his phone.
It's not about that.
Though. I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, there's no indication of that he has to be aware that you're standing up for him. But so the Gemara says if it's with a genetic time of chacham within Tahor Amos, if it's a rabba muvhok, then it's kimloy einov. What is rabba muvhok? Do we have that nowadays? So the Gemara tells us in Masechtas of Metzia, in the context of Hashavas Aveda, the Gemara there says, that if you have an Aveda of your father and Aveda of a Rabba Muvhok, so the Aveda of Rabba Muvhok takes precedence over the Aveda of your father. You have to return someone's Aveda first. You have to be Terech in one of the Avedas, either your father or the Rabba Muvhok. So the Gemara says Rabba Muvhok comes first. Why? Because your father brings you Lo'el Mazeh, the Rabba Muvhok brings you Mevi'o Lidei Chayel Mabah, brings you to Chayel Mabah. Chayel Mabah is greater than Chayel Mazeh. I told you this one time we had a guy in the Shia, in Shefter, I told you guys. In Shefter Shia, the father came to, the guy was in Shefter Shia with me, and the father came to Yeshiva one day, he said he wanted to meet Rabbi Shefter because his son told him on Shabbos that if he's drowning and Rabbi Shefter's drowning, the father's drowning and Shefter's drowning, he's going to save Rabbi Shefter before the father. He said, I figured if your life is going to get saved before mine, we should meet. That's it. Anyway, the same thing as Hashavas Aveda. Your father's Aveda and the Rebbe's Aveda, so you return the Rebbe's Aveda first. So if they're both drowning, says the Gemara, you save the Rebbe before you save the father. Anyway, so the Gemara there says, what is Rabba Muvhok and Bab Metzia and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph? The Gemara says, if Roiv Chachmasa Hayemenu, you learned most of your Torah from him, so then that's considered to be Rabba Muvhok. Do we have that concept anymore? Roiv Chachmasa Hayemenu is from a Rebbe? So if you look in the Piskei Tshuva might give us an indication that we don't have this whole concept anymore nowadays. Because Shulchan Aruch says, Asa la'adam l'hayreis l'fnei rabba l'oilam. You're not allowed to be meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. We discussed the last year, Masech Sanhedrin. You're not supposed to be meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Anisim midoi raisa. So rise the Piskei Tshuva over there. I'm the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov. Shekasa do'achen roi l'chol mi shigil lo'i roi. Anybody who paskin shaylas, you should first look in a sefer. Even if you know the halacha, first look it up. What are our rebbeim now? Our svarim. Okay, fine. So rise the Piskei Tshuva that nowadays our rebbeim are the svarim. So in fact, Rabbi Shechter quotes in Sefer Nefesh HaRav that we don't have really this concept anymore. In our times of Rabbi Muvhok, Rav Salvechik said, not everybody who learns in yeshiva is a Rebbe Muvhok. He says, if the Rebbe formed your Torah personality to a degree, you know, much more than Svarim, so then you have a concept of a Rebbe Muvhok. But he thought it was much more scarce nowadays. Most people do not have Rabbi Muvhok, even if they sat in yeshiva for many years, because most of our learning comes from Svarim. At the same time, most disagree with Rav Salvechik on this point and hold, no, that everybody has Rabbi Muvhok, and it's a person who is, you learned Roiv Chachmas HaYemenu. There's a famous Maaseh, Rav Baruch Be'er, was one of the most committed Talmidim of Rav Chaim Brisker, so he once left his hometown. He went to go learn by Rav Chaim in Brisk, and he came home, Ben Azmanim, and the other Bachurim were making fun of him. What are you going to learn by Rav Chaim? Who needs Rav Chaim? We have Rabbi Kiva Eger here, we have the Ksaris HaChayshin here, it's all printed Tzfarim. Who needs your Rebbe Reb Chaim? He was clearly of lesser stature than Rabbi Kiva Eger, than the Ksaris. So while you're busy learning by Reb Chaim, we're learning Rabbi Kiva Eger's and Ksaris HaChayshin. So Baruch Be'er was bothered by that the teasing. So the next month he went back to Reb Chaim and he asked Reb Chaim the Kasha. He said, well, why do I have to come to learn by you? I already have Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksaris HaChayshin. So Reb Chaim said, you can learn from Rabbi Kiva Eger, from the Ksais HaChayshin, what to say, but you cannot learn what not to say. Meaning that you can get great ideas from Svarim. At the same time, you cannot be a discerning person. You cannot have a mahalach hachayim without a Rebbe, without a mahalach. A Rebbe is a person who gives you a mahalach. You can have a Rebbe Kiva Eger, yes, beautiful things. You can have a Tzoyis HaChayshim, beautiful things. But you don't know when to say yes, when to say no. You don't know what sounds right, what sounds what doesn't sound right. How do you get that barometer, that you know, that ability to discern between this and between that? You have to have a mahalach. So, and from that, you can with that a person can only get from a Rebbe. We've quoted before the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that a person who wants to do like the Chumras of Beis Shammai, so the Gemara says Aisa, that's a very nice thing. You want to do like the Chumras of Beis Hillel and the Kulas of Beis Hillel, Aisa, it's also a very nice thing. What if you want to do like the Kulas of both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says then you're a Rasha. You pick and choose Kulas. Nowadays this is very common because everybody's Kulas are enforced on the internet. So people want to pick Kulas. The Gemara says that's a Rasha. What about a person who picks chumras? Also very common in our times. Everybody's chumras are on the internet too. So a guy wants to pick chumras. So the Gemara says all of our kasavaimer about him. Such a the pasuk says in Sefer Koheles that aksio b'choshech yehoech. The fool walks in darkness. Why? Because just like a person who walks in the dark, you know, he grabs at the door and he thinks it's a person. And, you know, shalom aleichem to the door, and he, you know, bumps into this and bumps into that. He has no idea where he's going. So to a person who just grabs chumras and hanhogis and different things from all the different tzaddikim that he meets up with and grabs mishigasim from everybody, so such a person says, it's like sil b'choshech yehoech. He doesn't have a mahalach in life. He's lost. And so to Reb Chaim said, that's a person without a Rebbe. Even though we have beautiful svarim, that are very nice svarim, you can learn lots of things from the svarim, and maybe you should look up shailas before you paskin without, before looking in the svarim. At the same time, a sefer is not a Rebbe. A Rebbe is a person who's supposed to give us a mahalach in life. Pasuk says in Parashat Shoftim that Uvasara Shoifet Asher Yiya Bayomim Mahem. You should come to the Shoifet that exists in that time. So the Gemara asks, well, you what are you going to think? You're going to Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be my Rebbe. The Rambam is going to be my Rebbe. How can the Rambam be my Rebbe? The pasuk has to tell me Asher Yiya Bayomim Mahem. He lives in those days. So the Gemara says it's coming to teach us that Yiftach Bedaira Kishmul Bedaira. The Talmidei Chachamim of this generation have the right to disagree with Talmidei Chachamim within reason, the right to disagree with Talmidei Chachamim of the previous generation. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says in the Sichas Musa, what it's teaching us is a different lesson, is that a person has to have a Rebbe who's accessible to him. It can't be, oh, well, my Rebbe is Reb Soloveitchik. You never met Rebbe Soloveitchik. You can learn many things from Soloveitchik, but you can't get a mahalach in life from Svarim. You have to get a mahalach in life from a person who's alive, who's accessible to you. You can't get a mahalach in life from somebody who's no longer here. So that's what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, what is coming to teach us is, Asher Yiyah Bayom Mahem, a person has to have a Rebbe who's alive, who can give you a mahalach hachayim. So that's why most disagree with Reb Soloveitchik on this point. Reb Soloveitchik said, we don't have Rabbi Muvok in our times. And the most disagree, and they say, even though we have beautiful svarim, we do in fact have Rabbi Muvok. Even if we don't have Rabbi Muvok, though, like Reb Soloveitchik argued, this halacha has another application, and that's with regards to a Rav Muflog, like a Gadol Hador. Look at the Gemara in Bava Kama tells us over here. Always hey, Ad Shabar Reb Akiva Velimed. The Gemara tells a story of Reb Shimon Hamsuni, who had a unique methodology of darshaning S every time the Torah says S. He learned out another halacha. Until he got to Es Hashem Elokech Atira, what could possibly be equated with fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what could be included? Upiresh, and he gave up the whole project. So Talmidim asked him, what's going to be with all of your drushes, all of your notes, all of your shiurim on all the different essence? So he said, Kashem Shekibalti Schar HaWadrisha, Kacha Kabo Schar HaWadrisha. Ad Shabar Reb Akiva, that's what the Gemara picks up. Ad Shabar Reb Akiva Velimeid, he saved his whole mahalach, his whole thesis, his whole dissertation. Es Hashem Elokech Atira, L'Rabos Talmidim HaKamim. As Hashem Elokech Atira is coming to include Talmidei Chachamim. Why was Rebbe Akiva the only person who was able to see this? Many different explanations, either because he was Mevazeh Talmidei Chachamim when he was younger, so he had a unique perspective on Talmidei Chachamim, or because once he witnessed Shimon HaMsuni willing to give up his entire life's work, Laman HaEmes, he said, oh, Talmidei Chachamim like Shimon HaMsuni are similar, we should honor them in a similar fashion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was so impressed with Shimon HaMsuni's dedication to Emes. So Taisus there, Maseches Bava Kama asks, "When Timer, when Bnei Seva Tokum Lamali, why do I need the pasuk when they say the Tokum Adar to Bnei Zaken? Learn it out from Es Hashem Elokech Atira, the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim, that their honor is included with the honoring of a Kodesh Baruch Hu." So says Taisus, "Yeshlamid the Hakav by Rabbi Muvok. This is by Rabbi Muvok, as the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Avos Meir Rabcha Kamer Shemayim. You should feel your Rebbe like you fear Shemayim." Oybe Rav Muflag the Havi Kain Rabbi. Or it's talking about a great Goyin, the Gadol Hador, who's like your Rabbi Muvhak. So even if we don't have Rabbi Muvhak, if Rav Chaim Kanievsky is walking down the street, we would be obligated to stand up even Chutz Midal Adamas, the Gadol Hador, obligated to stand up even further away, even though you never learned anything from Chaim. From Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol Hador, you have to stand up even if he's all the way down the street. Okay, so the Gemara tells us a distinction. Now what? The regular Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up within Da'at Amos, Rabbi Muvhak, whether or not we have that concept nowadays or not, but certainly the Gadol Hador, you have to stand up, even Kamloi Einov, even if you see him at all the way down the street, you have to stand up. From Taisus, it sounds like these two halachas are different from one another. Sounds like we're talking about two different halachas. Because in the end of the day, why do we have two drushes? We have Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbis Tamina Chachamim, and we have a separate halacha of Mipnei Seva Tachma, the Art of Pnei Zaken. It sounds like from Taisus these are two separate halachas. Taisus says, why do I need the pasuk Mipnei Seva Tachma, the Art of Pnei Zaken? So Taisus says, because that's talking about not Rabbi Muvhak, that's talking about a generic Talmud Chacham. As Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbis Tamina Chachamim, that's only talking about Rabbi Muvhak. So it sounds like the reason that we honor Rabbi Muvhak is because of As Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbis Tamina Chachamim, the reason that you have to honor a generic Talmud Chacham is Bnei Seva talking about the Art of Pnei Zaken. And in fact, that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam as well. The Rambam seems to understand we're dealing with two separate halachas here. Because the Rambam brings these two halachas in two different parakim of Hilchos Talmud Torah. And Perak Vav of Hilchos Talmud Torah writes the Rambam, Kol Talmud Chacham mitzvah lahadroi, v'yafo pishein a rabbi. Every Talmud Chacham there's a mitzvah to honor him, even though he's not your Rebbe. Shenemar, Rebnei Seva, talking about the Art of Pnei Zaken. So what does the Rambam limit that drasha to? Who's that drasha discussing? Not Rabbi Muvhak. That's not Rebnei Seva talking about the Art of Pnei Zaken. That's only your generic Talmud Chacham. Once he passes you, you can sit down. But you have to stand up once he becomes within your four amos. That's Perek Vov of Hilchos Talmud Torah. But in Perek Hey of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam brings a separate halacha. Kishem Sha'adam, not the halacha of the generic Talmud Chacham, the halacha of Rabbi Muvhak. Kishem Sha'adam, Mitzuvah, Bekavod Aviv, just like you have to honor and fear your father. Even more than your father. So the Rambam brings these two halachas in two separate prakim of Hilchos Talmud Torah, because perhaps the Rambam held like Taisus and Bava Kamma. These are two separate halachas. There's one halacha that we're discussing here, Bnei Seva talking about that, Bnei Zaken, there's a generic Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up with them four amos. But then, there's a separate halacha of Rabbi Muvhak. That's not based on this pasuk at all in Parshas Kedoshim. It's based on the pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbi is Talmid Chachamim. That just like you have to fear and honor your father, you have to fear and honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to fear and honor a Talmud Chacham. And perhaps that's why it has a separate shiur. Yeah?
Just off of the wording of the Rambam.
Yes.
Is he saying that the kavod should be equal, but the yiro should be greater for the rabbi? Because of the
wording? Kahu chai be rabba v'yir also. No, it means both.
Because he separates kavod and yirah, it seems like.
Well, he has to say both. The Yasa Me'avim is going back, is reflecting both on kavod and yirah, I think. Perhaps that's why, yeah?
Back to what he was saying. Yeah. The Rambam says here that after, like, once he's within four hours,
right,
you stand for him, and then once he passes, you don't have to stand for him. So would seem that because he can't see you or you can't see him necessarily, then there's no point of standing up for him because the kavod doesn't mean anything. So back to what he was saying, so let's say someone, you're looking down and your Rebbe walks past
right.
you and he's already facing the door, mm-hmm. is there any reason to stand up for him?
You miss the opportunity. Once he passes you, he passes you.
Let's say he's like right in front of the table here. Like, I see him, but he doesn't see me. Is there any point of standing up?
Once he passes you, you're done. Right, somehow within your circumference of Da'at Amos. Yeah, but getting back to this point, so look at the Ran, your point as well. The Ran says, why is there a difference by Rabbi Muvhak between that Kimloi Einav, whereas it's a generic Talmud Chacham, it's only Da'at Amos. So the Ran says, well, it's probably the Pashup Shad. Over here, Oishches, they came in the Rabbi Muvhak who, Kikar Mikamei Kimloi Einav, since he's Rabbi Muvhak, when you stand up in front of him, you see, everybody says the Ron knows he's my Rebbe. So when they see him coming down the block and I stand up, so that's, everyone recognizes, oh, we have a shaychus with one another. Why am I standing up for him? Because he's my Rabbi Muvhak, and therefore it has a Hidor, it is an honor to him, even though we're down the block from one another. But, says the Ron, if it's Shadavim Mochiach, Shofodah, who Omed? But if it would be a generic Talmud Chacham, we have no relationship with one another, it's not obvious why I'm standing up at all. No one's going to interpret that as a kavod for the Talmud Chacham. Only if he's standing within my Dalai Lamas will be interpreted as a kavod for the Talmud Chacham, would it make sense to stand up? However, so the Ron interprets it in a very technical sense. The regular Talmud Chacham, there's Kima Shiyej Behidah only within Dalai Lamas. Rabbi Muvok, there's Kima Shiyej Behidah already down the block, because people know, why is he standing up? Because they have a shaychus with one another, they have a relationship, and he's standing up out of an honor for the Rebbe. But according to the Rambam, we could argue in a different way. And that's how the Brisker Rav suggests in his Sefer on the Rambam. This is the first piece in the Brisker Rav Sefer on the Rambam. He writes, Ula midivrei Rambam nira, the mefarish to whom ishum de din da'ar amos lo nema rako chayves hakima shol tokum v'adarta. There are two separate halachas here. There's the halachum they say v'tokum v'adarta p'nei zokim by generic tamachachum. And there's the halach of Rabbi Muvok, which is es Hashem elot hechatiro l'rabos tamid hachamim. Toysus told us in Bava Kama, that's your Rabbi Muvok. So says the Brisker Rav, maybe they each have their own shear. Ula midivrei Rambam nira, the mefarish to whom ishum de din da'ar amos lo nema rak al chayves hakima shol tokum v'adarta. That's the shear for that mitzvah of if they say the Tukum is four amos. Vizuhi shatkuya behidor. Aba Rabba Muva, Gamilva mitzvah sahidor. Besides Tukum vadarta, Ezekima shiyesh behidor, maybe there is no hidor outside of Dalai Lamas. But you're still obligated to stand up. It's not bound by the limitations of Kima shiyesh behidor. Shatakum vadarta. A separate halacha of covered rabbi, even if he's not aware of it. Even if it's not interpreted as such, I have an obligation to be fear the Rebbe, loy nemar, hashir, the Dalai Lamas. There, the shir Dalai Lamas doesn't apply. Rakim loyen of tarach laman mipanam. The ain mitzvah tuli behidor klal. Even though there's no hidor, no one's not, he's not paying attention to it at all, I have to stand up out of a covered for the Rebbe, you know, like covered shemayim. But according to the Ron, it's all one halacha. But perhaps according to the Ron, the two separate halachas, that's why they have two separate shiurim. According to the Ron, we have to get involved. Well, if it's within Dalai Lamas and you don't know him, so then it won't be. Then it's interpreted as a kibud. Not if it's outside of Dalai Lamas, Rabbi Muvhak, it will be interpreted as a kibud, even though it's outside Dalai Lamas. Maybe for the Ron, we don't have to kvetch like that. We don't have to say that. We could say it's two separate halachas with two separate shiurim. What does the Ron hold? The Ron probably holds that kavod for your Rebbe is because of both elements. They're one and the same. If they say v'takum, v'adar to p'nei zaken is really the same as es Hashem el kachatira the rabbis tamid hachamim. Not like Taisa said in Bava Kama, they're two separate halachas. That really there's es Hashem el kachatira by every Talmud Chacham, even though he's not your Rebbe. There's an Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, there's Kemura Rabcha, Kemura Shemaim, is not only on Rabba Muvok. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira applies to all Talmidei Chachamim. Not like Tosfos told us in Bava Kama. That seems to be the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi said, it's not a well-known halacha, but it is halacha in the books. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, Talmud, you have a Talmud, a student, Lifnei Rabbi, Eino Tzarech Haseba. You're not supposed to do Haseba. To lean at the Leil HaSeder, if you're with your Rebbe. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Afilu Eino Rabbo Muvok. That's like some, the Gemara says, if you're Bifnei Rabbo Muvok, you don't do Haseba. So some Yishonim say, even if it's not Rabbo Muvok, Gemara Mesechim and Daf Kufches. Some Yishonim say, even if it's not Rabbo Muvok, Afilu Eino Rabbo Muvok, Elim Kein Yitem Rabbo Rishus, unless he gives you permission. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mara Rabba Kamara Shemaim. You're supposed to fear him. How do you have an obligation to fear even though he's not your Rabba Muvok? So many disagree. The Marau and the Gvuras Hashem and Chumas Hadesh and others disagree with this Psach of the Shulchan Aruch. No, it's only by Rabba Muvok. Tosfos told us in Bava Kama, the Rambam says, Es Hashem El Kachatira, the Rabba's Tamid Chachamim is only Rabba Muvok, Kamara Shemaim. But it sounds like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, any Talmud Chacham, there's an obligation, Es Hashem El Kachatira, that you should fear him. That seems to be the opinion of the Ron. Es Hashem El Kachatira, as applies to all Talmidei Chachamim, not just Rabbi Muvok. So there's no two separate halachas here. is that Hashem lo kechatira, and a manifestation of that is when they say v'tochem v'adarta b'nei zakim, but we're not dealing with two separate halachas. Practically, the Paiskim say, by the way, that the reason why this halacha is not as well known as maybe it should be is because this was only perhaps in those days when they would do real haseba, like you would lean down in the other guy's lap. So to stop putting, you know, leaning down, putting your head in the Rebbe's lap already is not commercial. What does the Rebbe care that I lean on a pillow just because he's leaning on a pillow? Where is that a disrespect to the Rebbe? So that's why many Paiskim say it probably doesn't apply in our context. It's a good idea to ask Mechila anyway, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but many claim that that was only when they were like lying on top of one another. But if you're not, so then maybe the halacha doesn't apply. Okay, but perhaps we see from here a really big machlekes, fundamental machlekes Rishayim. According to the Ran, and perhaps it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, these two drushes are overlapping. What Tosfos says in Bava Kamma, we have Ibnei Seva, Tachma Da'at Ibnei Zaka, and we have also Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbos Talmid HaChachamim. Really the same thing. There's Yira by all Talmid HaChachamim, and there's the same obligation to stand up, Bein Barabba Mavok, Bein by regular Talmid HaChachamim. The reason why there's a difference in the Shir is because the Ran said you need Kima Shiesh Behidur. If it's a regular Talmid HaChachamim, it'll only be interpreted as a covet within Dalet Amos, outside of Dalet Amos not, but if it's Rabba Mavok, it'll be interpreted as a covet even if he's further away. But perhaps, according to the Rambam, we see two separate halachas in Tosfos and Bava Kamma. We see two separate halachas. There's a Bnei Seva talking about that, the Bnei Zokain. That's only by a generic Talmud Chacham, and the Shir for that is four Amos. And then there's the halacha of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira by a Rabbi Muvok, that's even more than that. It's a separate halacha that you even have to stand up, Kimloy Einam. Yeah? What do you want to say? Okay. The Brisker Rav continues that perhaps there's two other differences, therefore, between, based on the Rambam and Tosfos, who told us that there's two separate halachas here, maybe there's two other differences between standing up for a Talmud Chacham versus standing up for Rabbi Muva. The first is, the Gemara tells us over here, back in that Brisa, the first wide line, Yacho Yamon Mipanam Mibes HaKise Mibes HaMerchatz. You might think, if you're in the mikvah, you have to stand up in front of the Rebbe in the bathroom. Talmud Loimar Tokum Vadarta. Lomar Tikima B'makom Shiesh Hidor. The Kima, the standing up, has to bring respect. So that's why we said if it's too far away, there's no respect. As the Ran told us. So too, if it's in the bathroom, there's no respect that's created, no honoring that's created by standing up at that point. It's not a place for honoring people. So who does this apply to? To stand up at the Beis HaKisa, the Beis HaMerchatz. Who does this apply to? Or another halacha, of here, Lama Gimel Med Aleph. The Gemara says, Ma Kima She'en B'Chisaron Kis, maybe 8 or 9 lines down. Just like Kima, standing up doesn't involve any expense. Afhidor She'en B'Chisaron Kis, standing up costs no money. Giving respect costs no money. I always honor everybody. It's cheap. It costs me nothing. Saying I'm sorry, by the way, everybody, say also costs nothing. My wife, whenever I apologize to her, she's like, it doesn't mean anything at this point. You just apologize. I say, it costs me nothing. Apologize. Why not? Honor people. Apologize. Who cares? Cost no money. So the Gemara says, Ma kima shein bar chisaron kis. Avhido shein bar chisaron kis. There's no money that's involved. Mikan amru ein bali umnes v'shoran lama v'mei tamin ha-chachamim v'sho shein oizkin b'mlachtim. If they're busy doing their work, you don't have to stand up. Tell a loss. So you don't have to stand up incur a loss in order to stand up. Standing up is for free, so to honoring a Talmud Chacham is only for free. Who do these apply to? So look in the Piskei Tshuva over here, Oisir Beis. Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in the Siman Reish Mem Daod of Hilchas Kavod Talmid Chachamim. Ein oimdim ipneim lo bebeis hakisiv lo bebeis hamerchas lechsiv tokum adarot kima sheyesh bahidor. Kadav alecha Mishnah, shedin zafilu b'Rabbi Muvok. Even Rabbi Muvok, these halachas apply. Because he understood like the Ran, that they're all one halacha here. Rabbi Muvok, Talmud Chacham, they're all the same. Just there's more, more of a relationship, so you can stand up from further away. But fundamentally, it's the same halacha. But if you look in the Ayin B'Sefer, Arba Turei Evan al Rambam, Chaylik alav, v'sovet the davka b'Rabbi she'eno Muvok, b'Shach Chacham o'Seva yesh elu dinim. Because that's derived, and they say v'tochem adarta b'nei zaken is limited to us the generic Talmud Chacham. Aval b'Rabbi Muvok shehu b'chlal meira, meira rabcha k'meira shemayim es Hashem elokecha tira. The rabbis tamid chachamim tzarech lokum b'fanav gam b'beis hamerchatz. Even in the bathhouse, you have to stand up in front of him. וגם מה שאין בעל יומנס חייב הראשון לעמוד הנודק מבני חכם או רבו שאינו מובהק ומבני רבו מובהק צריכים לעמוד. Who's to say that there's no financial loss involved? That's only mibnei seva talking about the art of bnei zaken. The halach of standing up in front of your rebbe is not because of that. Rabbi Muvhak is because of Esa Shem Elokecha Tira. So maybe even if it entails a financial loss, maybe even if it is in a beis hamerchas, it's beis hakisa, yeah.
The skeeter that you're giving, is it for other people are seeing you do it, therefore that's what's bringing you? Or is it the rabbi himself? So
last point. Fantastic. Excellent. Excellent. Look over here, Lama Bezim and Aleph. Who's the subject, you're saying? Who?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of the mitzvah? So look over here, the Gemara tells us, Lama Bezim and Aleph, that just like a father could be Marcha on his covered, a Rav could be Marcha on his covered. A few Harav, Shemacha, Kvodo, Kvodo, Mocho. The Mechila works. He can be Marcha that you don't have to stand up in front of him. I told you it was one to Rebbe here. I told you, heard this story too many times. Funny story, though. You guys don't know what I'm talking about? There was one to Rebbe here who got up at a Sichas Musar. You know, Rosh Yeshiva walk in and out. So, the older Rosh Yeshiva again, you know, people, when they get older, like, much more sensitive to their coven. So, he was in the old Beis Medrash years ago. So, he said, how come when I walk into the Beis, he had a very small shir. So he said, how come when I walk into the Beis, he gave the Sichas Musar, you know, it's his one time to... So he said, how come when I stand walk into the Beis Medrash, nobody here stands up for me? So he said, maybe you think I'm Meichel. I'm not Meichel. So the next day, he walks in, nobody stands. Anyway, so getting back over here, the Gemara says, even though a Rebbe who's Meichel is covered, Kvodo Meichel, the Gemara says, but there was a Maisa with Rava. The Gemara says, Amy, third line, Alam Abez and Abez. Is it true? A Rebbe was Mechon, his cover Mocha, but Rava Mashki Bei Hilula Debray was serving drinks at the wedding of his son, Vidale Kisa the Rapapa. He poured the cup for Rapapa, who were Avuna Bray Debray Yeshua. And for Avuna Bray Debray Yeshua, Bekamo Mikamei, the Rav Mario, the Rav Pinchas Berei, the Rav Chizda, he poured also for Rav Mario and Rav Pinchas, the sons of Rav Chizda, Veloi Kamo Mikamei, they didn't get up in front of him. Here he is, though, serving as a butler, as a waiter, the Saramashkim. He was Michael on his cover. The Gadol Ador, Rava, did not have to serve as a Saramashkim, but he was going around giving Lechayims, and they didn't stand up for him, and Ikbid. Even though he was clearly Michael, he was Makbid, that they didn't stand up for him. V'amar hanu rabbanon, rabbanon, v'hanu rabbanon, lav rabbanon. These rabbanon are erlich rabbanim, these not. V'sura papa, similar ma'isa, havimashke be'ilula. He was serving drinks. Da'ab amar b'rei, v'dole l'kisa Rabbi Yitzchak b'rei de Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi kami kame. He poured a drink for Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't stand up in front of him, v'ikbid. He was makbid. You see, mechilo doesn't work. And for the Gemara answers, afilu haki, Heather may have it lebo. Even though you are Michael, nonetheless, they should have shown some cover by going like this. That's how Rashi learns. Heather linoya minat. Lanua ma'at. They should have, showed some kibbutz. Kilu writes a laman mipanam, as if they wanted to stand up. So even though Talmud Chacham Shemachal Kfodo Kfodo Machal, we shouldn't take extra liberties with that. We should show the Talmud Chacham, we would like to stand up for you. We know you're Machal, we don't want to make it awkward, but we would be, if you wanted us to be Machavid, we would have been Machavid. But you were Machal, so we're not going to stand up the whole way. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. However, the Rambam only brings the halacha of a Talmud Chacham being Machal and is covered with regards to Rabbi Muvhak. He only brings it in Perek Hey, not in Perek Vav of Hilchas Talmud Torah. As the Brisker Rav noted, the Rambam brings these two halachas in two separate prakim of Hilchas Talmud Torah. That seems to indicate the two separate halachas. There's Rabbi Muvhak, then there's the generic Talmud Chacham. He only brings the halacha of Mechila by Rabbi Muvhak. Says the Rambam, HaRav HaMuvhak Shiratza Limcha Kvoida B'chol Advaram HaElu HaBe'achem Eihen L'chol Talmidav HaRashuz B'yodoi. You can be Michael to your Talmidim. But nonetheless, says the Rambam, the Rambam says, it sounds like you even have to stand up for him even though he was Michael. Doesn't sound like you just have to move a little bit, like Rashi, the fake out. You know, I would have if you wanted me to, but you were Michael. From the Rambam, it sounds like it's a real halacha. And he never brings it by the generic Talmud Chacham, so the Brisker Rav explains, over here, Oysi Yudal, V'nira da Rambam Mefaresh, Legabi Agamoda Fiu Haki Hida Me Avile Bohu the Dina Namabazet. This is not just a gesture. There's a real halacha that you actually have to stand up even though he was Michael. Why? The call haplug to the Rab Shemoko Kvodo Ikvodo Moko Aloy, the whole discussion, the issue whether Rab Rebbe's Mokon is covered, whether that's effective or not, Hurakle Inyan Khiva covered Shinoig Birabai Dabka. It's only with regard to your Rebbe, the covenant of your Rebbe. Because the covenant of your Rebbe says the Bris Kerov, that's a personal obligation. That you're supposed to be Mechabe, the Rabbi Mavok. I owe you, I have a Karas HaToiv to you. So as an expression of that Karas HaToiv, I stand up for you. So if the Rebbe Mavok is Michael, so it's his cover that he's being Michael on. Because it was a gesture to him. So therefore, maybe if he's not going to recognize it, then you're right, then maybe he wouldn't be obligated Kim Loyeno. If it's only if he's going to recognize it. It's a Chiyuv to him. So says the Bris Kerov, if he's Michael, then Mechila works. Hurakri Nechiva Kovach and Arik Boy Rabbi, Davka. Duhubi Yisoyda Milsa de Chiyuva Shah Talmud Mechuyuv the Rabbi. The Talmud is Mechuyuv to stand up for the Rebbe as an expression of Akaras HaToiv. Ubazehu de Shaykh in Mechila. There Mechila could operate. Aval Mitzvahs Hidar Noegis Bechol Tamachokam. The fact that you have to stand up for a generic Tamachokam is not because I owe this Tamachokam anything. It's because of the Torah that he represents. That's a Chiyuv of Bimachabed the Torah. So Lo Shai Bein Mechila, he can't be Michael on that. It's not because of a relationship that he built that he could be Michael on. I have to be Mechabit the Torah. Lo Shai Bein Mechila Klal, the Hebe Yisai the Din. Mitzvah Kachol Mitzvah Da Alma, the Hadar Zekeinu Mekima Shiyesh Behida. V'la B'didei Tal Yamilsa Limchol Zeh. Says the Bris Kerov, that's a Chiyuv like any mitzvah, the Mechabit the Torah. And therefore this Talmud Chacham cannot be Michael on it. So that's why the Rambam never brings Mechila with regard to generic Talmud Chachamim. It doesn't apply to them. It only applies to the extra obligations of Rabbi Mavok. But the basic obligation of standing up, therefore, within Daor Amos, even if your Rebbe Mavok is Michael, he can only be Michael and Kamloyenov. But within Daor Amos, that's what Rava and Rav Papa were makbid on. Yes, I was Michael enough to stand up for me, you know, Kamloyenov. But when I walk within your Daor Amos, then you should stand up. Not as a chiyuv to me, but rather as a covenant for the Torah that I represent. That's not that was not in their hands to be Michael. That's not a personal obligation we have to that Talmud Chacham. It's rather an obligation to be mechaber the Torah, and that they couldn't be mechaber. So we have over here is really a big machlekes rishonim how to understand this, the scope of this halacha. If they say but talk about darke pnei zaken, and the Ran understands it applies both to talmid chachamim generic as well as Rabbi Mubak, as Hashem Kachatira is really an overlapping mitzvah. And the difference in shiurim is the difference because of kima sheyesh behidur, and therefore all the halachas of kima sheyesh behidur apply both to a generic talmid chacham as well as Rabbi Mubak. But according to the Rambam, perhaps according to Tosfos Baba Kama, there are two separate halachas here. And they operate very differently, not only with regards to the Shir, and perhaps with Beis HaKisei and the Beis HaMerchatz, but also with regards to Mechila, and there might be a difference between the two. Okay, Shreya Kamei.